This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, as well as two people who have just popped into the studio. One, of course, being Ayman Rashad, and the other, of course, Sean Tanis of the News Desk, who is here for our market wrap. So today we're looking at the story that's been making the rounds in the news cycle. It's about a luxury pop-up hotel offering tourists the chance to sleep under the stars in the North Pole. But you need to part with $100,000 in order to do that. Hold on. Can we talk about this? Is it $100,000 a night?
About two nights.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. Makes it so much more worth it.
That's all right, then.
Yeah, so this North Pole igloo accommodation will be the northernmost hotel in in the world, which will operate throughout April 2020, according to CNBC. And this is the only month in the year when it's safe to travel to the region. So the resort is operated by Luxury Action, which runs a couple of five-star resorts in the Arctic. So for about $100,000, you get to stay for two nights in the Norwegian islands of Svalbard, and also one night in the North Pole. And then what are they promoting is that the tent or the camp itself is made of heated glass igloos, which have been tested in extreme Arctic weather conditions. And they also have transparent ceilings and walls to allow visitors, and this is what they're saying, to be one with nature and experience the northern lights. Stuff of dreams.
You know, I would be interested to stay in this igloo just for the northern lights.
Do you have the money, though?
No.
Maybe you have.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's sounds great, but also, honestly, guys, if you wanted to be so one with nature, then heated glass igloos, I think. Let's not pretend this isn't just pure luxury.
Free aircon, I think. That's right.
Yeah,
that's why.
Definitely. Saves the environment then. So this report that we're talking about also says that these North Pole igloos are entering this unconventional hotel sector, which apparently is an industry that's really overcrowded right now. But having said that, the owner, Luxury Action, believe that they have the right message for their business.
Yeah, so the founders have worked out this concept of offering vacations around the message of sustainability to raise awareness around the impact on climate change. So they believe more people can relate to the beauty of the Arctic and learn to appreciate nature through experience, and then perhaps documenting it on their social media and travel shows or even on TV. So their take is all their guests are concerned about nature and the climate crisis. So they believe these guests will go back and become the best messengers to spread the word on how climate change affects our lives, animals and the nature. Because when people go there, they're saying they get to see it for themselves, how all this beauty is slowly disappearing due to global warming. So yeah, that's about it.
Beauty can also disappear due to haze. So
coming
back home, very far from the northern lights, very far from these igloos, happening a lot closer to us, back in Bursa actually, MNC Wireless Berhad shares were trending. What's happening there?
So shares in MNC Wireless Berhad was among the most actively traded today, rising by 0.5 cent this morning. And this is after the company announced its diversification plan into filmmaking industry. So currently they are doing digital technology and mobile solutions, but MNC is now collaborating with New Zealand-based production house Mountfields Pictures. So its maiden project involves the production of a movie based on the biography of Tim Page, an English war photojournalist who inspired Dennis Hopper's character in Apocalypse Now. So the Starbase reports the company also recently appointed Robbie Krishnan, the nephew of business tycoon Ananda Krishnan, as director. So at close today, MNC was up 4.6% at 11.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.